Welcome to the Send Relief Podcast, where our goal is to equip every church to serve its community with gospel-centered mercy and compassion ministry. Here's your host, Ryan West.
I'm Ryan West on the Send Relief team here at the North American Mission Board. Today I have with me Ray Periscondo. He is the pastor of Crossroads Church in Staten Island, New York. Over the past 15 years, the Lord has given Ray and Crossroads an amazing ministry that began with a small handful of people and has impacted all five boroughs throughout the city. Their ministry to first responders, to their police and fire departments in their area, has led to amazing ministry opportunities in the city, leading to deep relationships and evangelistic opportunities. Ray, in a previous time together, you mentioned your church's ministry to the law enforcement community. Walk us through, for a few minutes, what you do and just some of the effects that you've seen in your relationship to the law enforcement community and how the Lord's using your church to love on that people group.
Sure, Ryan. Thank you. I appreciate the question. A clear and present need right now in our culture is the care for police. We see it in just about every city, in every urban setting, and it presents an opportunity for the church to stand in the gap and meet a need. And so as a result of talking with local law enforcement in our community and in our church, and of course watching the news and seeing what has been transpiring, especially in New York, a need is there to care for police. And part of the reason of that is that there's a lot of unwarranted criticism and complaining that's going on. And as a result, even violence has taken place. And so how do we change a culture? You know, the hate of police is in our music. It's represented sometimes by certain people of celebrity. It's teaching our children the wrong way to respect the law and those who try to keep it and preserve it. And so we came up with this thought that gratitude raises all boats in the harbor. It drowns out the voice of negativity. And so let's celebrate police. And we decided to have, not on a Sunday, on a day of the week, a day that we were going to call Police Appreciation Day. And so we started this event where we invited all of local law enforcement in our area to come. We fed them with some great tasting food, food that you would cook at a holiday party or a wedding, top quality food to let them know just how much we appreciate them. We recognized all officers. We gave specific awards out. We worked with PD to find out which officers should be honored for outstanding police work. We honored the chief and all the commanding officers, and it was a tremendous day. As a result, the borough of Staten Island recognized it as Police Appreciation Day. And so it's a tremendous opportunity for us, but it's also a tremendous opportunity for other churches to get involved with.
Yeah, and so how would a church get involved? How do you begin this type of ministry? What are a few steps?
Well, the pastor needs to go meet his commanding officer or his sheriff, needs to go to that precinct and let them know we're praying for you and we care for you. And also let them know that you'd like to come by and drop off some food, a food donation. You want to cover all the tours. Find out. For us, there was three particular tours that they said needed coverage. And so we came with each tour and we brought food. That's how we began our relationship with the police. And they loved it. And we also then were invited to community events that they have. And we went there. They loved it. When you love cops, the commanding officer will love you and they will welcome your partnership. Again, when your heart is pure and your motives are right, just to care for them. We're not trying to sneak a Bible in the sandwich. We're not trying to do a bait and switch. We're just there to love on them and encourage them. So we built a relationship just by being present, by going there and making ourselves known that we care for them. And then that developed into talking with our community affairs officers in New York about putting on a special day such as this, which takes a lot of people and a lot of resources to pull off. But by God's grace, we were able to have not one, but now two successful police appreciation days.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So what are some of the effects that you've seen just in your congregation? Have you seen individual believers or individual families entering into relationships with police officers? I mean, what do you see as the effects of all this in your church?
Well, when you're asking folks to come and to sit down and have a meal, you need a lot of volunteers because we want to serve them the food, we want to clean up, and we also want to engage and talk with them. So one of my biggest joys throughout the day, because we start giving out food from 8 in the morning to midnight practically, is watching our people interact and sit down with them. In fact, we tell them, don't worry about getting this or that. Make sure you're sitting down hanging out with the cops. And so that's how they engage and they get involved. And they make sure that every cop has somebody to talk to when they're there. And not only do they thank them, they're listening to them and finding out, hey, tell us about your family and so forth and on. And so it gives the people of your church a great way to get involved. And this year what we did was everybody had a Police Appreciation Day shirt on. So it was very uniformed in that sense. And just the cops seeing our volunteers with the shirts on, that just blew them away. So you need to get your people involved because they're going to be the engine that makes it go. You're going to need a lot of volunteers if you're caring for all these cops that day and even beyond.
All right. What about how-tos? Any tips on how to actually pull off, conduct a police appreciation day?
Well, when you think about working with the city government or your local town's police and you're going to put on an event like this that's going to include feeding hundreds of officers perhaps and having a specialized ceremony honoring officers, you're going to want to start with prayer. Like, we make sure that the prayer meeting before this event that is specifically earmarked for prayer, that God would bless the event, because you want His blessing on the event and all the details. The next thing you're going to want to do is to reach out to your local restaurants and businesses and let them know what you're doing and see if they would want to give a tray of food donation. And this does two things. First of all, it alleviates some of the burden of having to provide all of this food. And then two, it gives you an opportunity to meet a merchant in your community. Now, the pastor doesn't have to go on all of the requests. You can get a team together to do that, but you want to do a few. Again, you're getting out in the community, and now you're rallying people together over a common cause. And we've had people attend the church because of that. We've had our neighbors in the area of our church say, I want to see that. I want to come to that. And then they've come to the service as a result of it. So that is a sidebar, but a very important piece. Involve your local merchants. And then, of course, you want to send out any press release, because the press should know about this. The press is going to cover it without question, but you want to put in exactly what you're doing so that the press knows exactly what you're doing. And you want to invite any local dignitaries to be a part of it as well. And so these are all the ways that you do it. You work with your community affairs officer to get it going. You talk with your merchants to get it going. And you use the volunteer base at your church to make the day happen and to have further ministry to the police afterwards.
Yeah, I was going to ask about afterwards. Obviously, this is going to put you in relationship with your law enforcement community. That's going to lead to other opportunities as you get to know them, you begin to see other areas of need. How do you anticipate and build a structure in your church to have adequate follow-up care?
Well, you got to start a police appreciation ministry, and that's not just relegated to one day. What I recommend for any church, and again, the commanding officer, the sheriff will welcome this, is you go ahead and you do a food drop once a month, maybe the first Friday of each month. That's what we do. And this, you hit every tour. So you're going to bring breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then even a snack for the midnight tour. And at each tour, as you develop a relationship with the commanding officer there or the sheriff, however it's run, you'll be asked to greet the officers. What we do at our particular area where we minister to the police is I'll pray with the officers and I'll give an encouraging word to them, and they love it. They welcome that blessing. They welcome that vote of confidence, and they welcome our prayers. And so that's how you could do ongoing ministry. And then you find out what's on their schedule. Well, they have a community event. I'm going to go to that. They have this going on. I'll go to that. And all of a sudden, you are now involved in the schedule and the life of police.
Thank you for listening to the Send Relief podcast, a resource of the North American Mission Board. For more information about today's podcast, visit our website at namb.net/sendrelief.